Welcome to another Gaming Gang Extra sponsored by Victory Point Games. This time around we'll be talking to Robert Glass from Mongoose Publishing about their line of excellent role-playing and miniatures games, including the classic Traveler, Paranoia, Judge Dredd, and A Call to Arms.
So basically we have pretty much our entire line here. I don't know if you're familiar with the stuff that we do.
Some of it, yeah. But, yes. I know you've got some of Chaosium's original.
Yes, we do. One of the things that people tend to like is a lone wolf line, which is a classic lone wolf, choose your own adventure type books. We've got the first 14 here, 15 is out, but we're out of print, out of stock at the moment.
Okay.
We've also started putting out the lone wolf multiplayer book, which is kind of a role-playing light for people who want to play in the lone wolf world, which is doing pretty well for us. Other big new line we have here is the Noble Armada stuff. I don't know if you remember Fading Suns from back in the 90s.
Yes.
Well, this is the same setting, Starship Combat. It's the new Call to Arms. This is the first convention that it's been at. It's been out for a couple of months. First time it's been at a convention in the U.S.
Are you doing any demos of the game?
Unfortunately, here, no. We've been doing the show really lightly. I'm the only one running the show. Yeah. I know. We basically have the first five fleets here. All the miniatures that are out currently are here. We got two more fleets coming out in the next couple months for it. The fleet boxes are running. You get 19 ships in a fleet box. They run $30.
Wow.
And then the larger dreadnoughts and big carriers and stuff are $25 to get one ship, but they're pretty good size.
Oh yeah, sure, of course.
The core rules, all the individual blisters for everything. Then we got the Earthdawn line. Most people are familiar with Earthdawn.
Yes.
This is the third edition. We publish it for Red Brick. Currently, we don't have anything new here at the moment. I do have a new book arriving later today. I cannot remember the name of it. Someone called from where
else. We'll edit that part out. We'll edit that out.
Please note. Just kidding.
This line is doing pretty well. People are pretty happy with the way the direction third edition has gone. So.
Okay.
We got Elric.
Yeah, Elric, which is RuneQuest, RuneQuest system.
It used to be Stormbringer.
Adjustments
to it, though?
Yeah, well, now it's the RuneQuest 2 game mechanics.
Okay.
The core rulebook is completely self-contained. We got three books here plus a GM screen. The newest one being close to the Young Kingdoms, the South, the cities of the Young Kingdoms, the South.
Okay.
RuneQuest 2, all the RuneQuest 2 stuff is over here. RuneQuest 2 is actually getting ready to undergo a change. It's getting ready to become, I believe it's called Legends now. It's still going to be RuneQuest 2, we're just changing the title and stripping Glorantha from it. It's going to be completely setting free.
Okay.
All the existing stuff like Elric and Wraith Recon are all going to be fully compatible with it. The game and stuff is not changing, it's simply a marketing change.
No, I understand that, sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure, anybody can utilize any of these other settings.
Exactly.
Sure.
And then, of course, there's Traveler, which is our big one.
I remember
classic.
Traveler.
Yes. Traveler is the current version. Our version of Traveler goes back to the original. It is a 2d6 rolling 8 system, basic system. We streamlined a few things. We got rid of the hexadecimal system they used to have.
Yes.
Went strictly to a numerical because modern gamers are going to get that more easily.
Yes.
Again, we've stripped all setting materials out of Traveler. The Traveler, anything that says Traveler is a black book, is strictly source material. And then we have settings like the Third Imperium here, which is the classic Traveler setting. Reign of Discordia is another setting that we do. Hammer Slammers is another setting we do.
But that's why we're doing
David Drake's work.
Yep. Good series.
That's one of the things we've done at Longus is we've tried to take the mechanics and separate them from the setting so that you can apply whatever settings you want to the game.
Honestly, Traveler, we're old. I mean, we have the original little box set that came out.
Yeah.
Yep. I always thought that the weakest part of Traveler was their settings.
Yeah.
And their scenarios that GDW would come out with. It was sort of, that's it? They've got Chaosium over here. They've got all this awesome stuff.
Third Imperium is the classic setting, but we've beefed it up a lot.
Right, sure.
Um,
Because that's what role players expect nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. It's much richer. It's much more detailed than what the original was. And in the back, we got our Judge Dredd miniatures.
I've seen those. I've seen them online.
Yeah, the game itself is a free PDF living document.
We actually have links. Yeah. We have an article on our site.
Yeah, we update it periodically as we get new miniatures ready for release, and we got several new ones getting ready to come out. So it makes it easier for the customer. You know, you don't have to buy the book. Your book is constantly updated, so you don't have to worry about buying source material.
And it frees up more money for figs.
It frees up more money for figs. And Judge Dredd is not huge in the U.S.
No.
So it's from a business standpoint, it's easier to do because you don't have to worry about printing book after book after book and not knowing how well your sales are going to be.
Judge Dredd is still huge in the U.K.
It's still big in the U.K. Yeah.
And there's plenty of minis players out in the U.K. Games Workshop.
Yep. No, I was at Salute just recently, which is one of their big shows.
Yes.
And it was amazing to me. Very different mentality there. It really is. And there's a lot of games there.
A little more dog-eat-dog feel to some of the players? Would you...
Actually...
competitiveness, maybe, I would say.
They're as competitive as we are, but I think we're a little more cutthroat. You see the way they build their army list there and here. Army lists have a tendency to be a little more cutthroat, I think. A little more mid-maxing.
Maybe they're going more for flavor. We go more for the flow.
My experience is they tend to stick more to the flavor and the fluff than we do. We go for the throat much more.
Exactly.
There was some a big games day at the office when I was there. A bunch of guys came in and played a couple of games. And I was looking at the way they built their list, and I'm like, wow, this is much different than we do here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see the way the mentality changed across the pond.
In many things, of course.
Yeah, it is many things.
Yes, sure. Mongoose has loads and loads of great stuff. Now, if some of our listeners aren't familiar with where they can go to pick up, let's say, one of our old favorites, Elric, or Traveler, or the new series that just came out, Noble Armada, what would the website be?
You just go to www.mongoosepublishing.com.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. I'd just like to say thanks to Robert for taking the time to talk with us. We'll have more info from Mongoose and some upcoming reviews. I'd also like to say thanks to our sponsor, Victory Point Games, where the gameplay's the thing. Stay tuned for more extras from Origins and, of course, our regularly scheduled podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.